No, I Thought of You, by Mr. Goblin, read by X-Men Hater. Summary. In which Wei Wuxian visits Gusu 3 years after he met Lan Wangzi, realizes he's attracted to him, realizes that he's in love with him, and realizes that he might possibly just be loved back. Wei Wuxian is sitting in a library, and, as tends to happen whenever he's in a library, his mind has decided to wander, cheerfully and aimlessly. First, he thinks about Tiang Cheng and how red he's probably turning right now. Sector or not, his brother can't talk to Lan Xichen for shit, and the two of them have been sent to Gusu to talk to Lan Xichen about official sect matters. So Tiang Cheng is pretty much fucked. Then he thinks about his Shixie. She would have been far more sympathetic to Tiang Cheng's plight if she wasn't locked up in Lanling with that peacock she inexplicably married last year, after he'd spent the two before worming his way into her good graces after the disaster that was lessons at the Lan sect. This, of course, leads him to thinking about Lan Chan, who is sitting at the very same writing desk as he had 3 years ago, wearing the very same blank expression. The only real difference is that this time he isn't here to supervise Wei Wuxian's punishment, so he doesn't feel a cold pair of eyes resting heavily upon him whenever his mind wanders. Wei Wuxian had, in fact, been doing his best to avoid the library pavilion at all costs. Get too close, and he might start writing out the 10,000 sect rules based on muscle memory alone. Until Tiang Cheng, having lost patience with the way he grinned knowingly whenever Lan Xichen spoke, kicked him out of the Hanshi, under the thinly veiled excuse of telling him to go research anything related to the recent upsurge in Yao Guai sightings. Wei Wuxian had complied, with reluctance, until he dragged open the library pavilion's door and caught sight of Lan Chan seated quietly before the bookshelf. He hadn't come across Lan Chan since their formal welcome, though he'd looked for him. And there he was, hiding in the library. How characteristic. So with an excited call of his name, Wei Wuxian had bounded inside. This had been met, of course, by a quelling rebuke of no shouting, which Wei Wuxian had been happy to ignore. He'd then spent an hour or so cheerfully talking Lan Chan's ear off, which Lan Chan had probably blocked out completely, until the midday bell had rung, and he'd realized that he would need to give Tiang Cheng something or be threatened with broken legs. Accordingly, he pulled down a few relevant-looking scrolls and begun half-heartedly skimming through them, until his attention had inevitably drifted. And here he is, staring at Lan Chan. The second Jade of Lan has only grown more beautiful, if anything. Face a little less soft, air a little more centered. Wei Wuxian hadn't thought it possible, but, well, perhaps Lan Chan should move to the Qiang sect if he's already following its motto so perfectly. Wei Wuxian thinks of how Lan Chan would react to him saying this aloud, and stifles a laugh. He'd likely be offended, irritated perhaps enough for his mask to slip and actually reveal something. That's always a sight that Wei Wuxian has enjoyed, however he can get it. A glare, a surprised blink, a smile, they're all the same to him. Well, maybe not all the same, but it's so much easier to make Lan Chan angry than to get him to smile. Ah, it's so easy to make Lan Chan angry. Wei Wuxian thinks back on it briefly, before thinking that he might like to see it again now. To see a flush staining those flawless cheeks, a crease in that smooth brow, hair freed to fall in disarrayed gossamer curtains about his face, its usual frustrating blankness overpowered by need. Like lightning arcing down from a clear blue sky, Wei Wuxian feels a sharp hot flash of arousal. He jerks up to a sit. Ah, so that's what it is, he thinks suddenly. So I want to fuck him. It comes as a slight surprise, seeing as Wei Wuxian had before only imagined himself with women, but now he supposes that was an oversight on his part. This newly discovered part of him is very insistent, and the multitude of images which it plies him with are both vivid and extremely compelling. He's always had a very skilled imagination, though he's sure that the real thing would be even better. Well, in terms of finding out, no time like the present, he thinks with determined cheer. Even if Lan Chan doesn't want him in the same way, that's okay, that's fine, he'll still go all red and flustered, and Wei Wuxian can then spend all the time he wants convincing himself that he doesn't care about the rejection at all. A flawless plan. Wei Wuxian smiles slowly. Lan Chan still kneels in silence, all unmoving and focused and completely oblivious to the shameless, ha, thoughts running amok in Wei Wuxian's head. Lounging back onto his elbow, Wei Wuxian settles into the familiar motions of his favorite pastime, provoking Lan Wangzi. Hey, Lan Chan, he calls. Not as much as a twitch. Wei Wuxian grins. He can work with that. Lan Chan, you still owe me for that book you tore apart 3 years ago. Do you remember? A minuscule tightening of the perfect lips. Promising. And it was such a rare one, too, Wei Wuxian sighs, laying the mournfulness on thick. His Shutsiev would be stroking his head by now. Tiang Cheng would have kicked him out. Lan Chan's breathing has become precisely even, which means that it's working faster than Wei Wuxian expected. I still can't afford a replacement. So heartless of you, young Master Lan. We can't all be rich, you know. Wei Wuxian pushes himself up to a sit, tapping his knuckles against his chin and watching Lan Chan stare fixedly down at his book. His eyes aren't moving. Wei Wuxian hides his smile. I know. You should pay me back, Lan Chan. At that, Lan Chan looks over. He doesn't turn his head, doesn't even look at Wei Wuxian, just moves his eyes enough so that Wei Wuxian must be in the corner of his vision. It still manages to be very speaking. Shut up, he is saying, and also probably one of his favorite derogatory adjectives. Ridiculous, maybe? Shameless? Oh, Lanerguka, thinks Wei Wuxian gleefully. I haven't even gotten started. Don't worry, don't worry. I won't do something so thick-faced as to ask for money. You just have to do something for me. Wei Wuxian deliberately misinterprets Lan Chan's expression, adding, Aya, Lan Chan, don't look so worried. It's so easy you'd barely notice it, I swear. And it wouldn't take long at all. He waits for Lan Chan's head to turn ever so slightly more towards him, then continues, feeling his solemn mask beginning to slip from his face. Ah, he can hardly wait. This is perfect. He is so smart. It's really a very small thing, Lan Chan. You know that I'm good at drawing. I could remake the book myself, but I'm not so skilled that I could draw without a reference. He sees by the slow reddening of Lan Chan's ears that he is beginning to guess where this is going, and quickly lands the finishing blow himself, smiling and coy. Will you pose for me, Lan Chan?
Wei Ying.
Lan Chan has shot to his feet, but hasn't grabbed for his sword yet, so Wei Wuxian feels safe enough to pout back at him. What? Is that a no? Ah, there's the face he was waiting for. Outraged, righteously angry, but also a little confused and lost and embarrassed if you know what to look for. Wei Wuxian knows what to look for. Wei Wuxian is having the time of his life. And here I was, thinking it was such a good idea. He sighs again, regretfully, and drags his eyes in a very obvious trail down Lan Chan's body. Lan Chan visibly flinches. Wei Wuxian grins. Lan Chan's fingers twitch in the direction of his sword. Don't be hasty, Wei Wuxian exclaims, and levers himself quickly to a stand. Why are you refusing so soon? At least give it some thought.
No.
Lan Chan is staring at him as if he's a particularly ugly Yaoguai. Wei Wuxian preens. Aya, so inflexible, and you're the one who calls me boring. Lan Chan's fingers twitch again. Oops, that may have been too much. Wei Wuxian reins himself in slightly. He must be careful not to scare off his prey. After all, an embarrassed Lan Chan is as skittish as the rabbits he loves so much, though he grabs for Bi Chen rather than squeaking and running off. Sorry, sorry, Wei Wuxian says. I didn't mean that, Lan Chan. You know how interesting I find you. He runs his fingers languidly through the tail of his own hair, bringing it over his shoulder as he saunters closer. Lan Chan's eyes dart down to follow the motion for a bare moment, before snapping back up to resume their suspicious glaring. Wei Wuxian gives his sweetest smile back and decides to resume pushing his luck. You know, you should take it as a compliment. I only want to use you as my model because you're so beautiful. There's nobody I want to draw more. Lan Chan's cold look is beginning to crack around the edges. And by that, Wei Wuxian means that his ears are glowing bright as brands and probably just as hotly. He wants to touch them, feel their warmth beneath his fingers, make Lan Chan shudder, but it's still too early for that. Wei Wuxian hates having to be so patient. But, well, it'll pay off. Probably. Hopefully. Wei Wuxian reaches out, very slowly, to trap a fold of Lan Chan's sleeve between two fingers. Lan Chan stiffens, but stays statue still. His throat jumps when Wei Wuxian gives it two cheeky tugs. Does he know what that means? Surely he knows what that means. Then again, he is Alon. Poor repressed bastard. Wei Wuxian feels very sorry for him and would of course be more than happy to catch him up on all the information he's missed out on. It might even be the first lesson Wei Wuxian would enjoy. "Hey, wouldn't you like me to draw you, Lan Chan?" he asks, tilting his head. "Do you remember the first time I drew you? It was a nice one, though it's probably lying in shreds somewhere now. I could make you as many replacements as you want." His fingers are now lying very casually upon Lan Chan's forearm. Lan Chan does not shake them off. His mouth has parted ever so slightly, in the way it does when he's trying to say something. This just has the effect of making his lips look even more soft and full and biteable than they already did before, and how has Wei Wuxian only just realized that he wants to fuck Lan Chan?
"It's not," says Lan Chan finally, as if that's a full sentence.
Wei Wuxian isn't exactly sure where to begin. He settles on, "Not?"
"In shreds."
It takes him a moment, but he gets it. And when he does, his smile brightens, becoming completely genuine, forgetting his aim for the moment because, really? "Lan Chan, you are too good. You kept it? Really?"
"Yes,"
is the reply, painfully simple and honest. "Ah, fuck. So Wei Wuxian might not only want to fuck Lan Chan. Well, he'll think about that at some point later." "You liked it?" he asks, sliding closer. Lan Chan makes a tiny cut-off sound like he tried to give one of his quiet hums in assent, but it got stuck somewhere in his throat, and stiffly turns his face away. This just brings his temptingly flushed ears within biting distance. Wei Wuxian bites his own lower lip instead to contain himself.
"Restraint!" shouts a sudden, horrifying mental image of Lan Tijin.
Wei Wuxian fights back a grimace and shoves it away.
"I'll make sure you like these ones, too," he promises, slipping back into seduction mode.
Lan Chan's ear is right there, after all, so he leans in close, feels Lan Chan's slight shiver through the tiny charged space between their bodies as his breath brushes over the sensitive, heated skin.
"And it'll just be the two of us, so you won't have to be nervous."
He takes a moment to study Lan Chan, his eyes cast down now, shadowed by fine lashes. His lips firmly pressed together, to hide their tremble, maybe? Ah, oh, that would be nice. His neck, where a slight flush is visible beneath the dark fall of his hair. Wei Wuxian hadn't known that his neck could turn red, too. A new and very welcome discovery. His hands clenched tight enough for their knuckles to whiten. All very encouraging. Encouraging enough for Wei Wuxian to press in so that his lips almost brush against Lan Chan's ear and whisper, "I could get naked too, you know, so you feel less embarrassed."
"Wei Ying."
What a beautiful voice, soft and strained and a little desperate. For what? Wei Wuxian wants to find out. Oh, how he wants. Wants so badly his entire body is prickling hot with it. "Or just for the sake of it," Wei Wuxian adds, smiling, and the knowledge that Lan Chan can feel the curve of it makes a shiver go through him. He thinks that Lan Chan might shiver too.
"Wei Ying."
There's an edge of warning there, weak and faint, but present. Now, Wei Wuxian can't have him thinking that. "Don't worry, Lan Chan, I'm not teasing you." He pauses, amends. "Not just teasing you. I want to see you with your clothes off, not just to draw, I want to touch." He hasn't been shoved off yet, or run through by Bi Chen, so he nudges his nose gently against Lan Chan's ear. And slides his fingers down Lan Chan's arm to brush against the bare skin of his wrist. His pulse is so fast that Wei Wuxian can feel it at that delicate point, hard and rapid as the electric surge of blood through Wei Wuxian's own veins. "Hmm?" he asks, nuzzling slightly into the sweet little space behind Lan Chan's ear. Lan Chan gives a tiny hitching breath that might almost be a gasp. Wei Wuxian has never been so turned on. Or so nervous in his entire life. Because yes, he's nervous. He is so fucking nervous. He wonders if Lan Chan can feel how his breaths are shaking. "Lan Chan, Lan Chan," his mind is chanting, babbling. "Lan Chan, don't push me away. Fuck, don't push me away. Fuck, please, Lan Chan."
Shit. He hadn't realized how much he wants this. He wouldn't have... If he'd known, he would have repressed it, maybe, a little, hidden it for a decade or two, not... Fuck. He can almost feel it, Lan Chan's hands on his shoulders, pressing him firmly back. The coldness of absence where a warm body was, the emptiness of his hands. Lan Chan moves and he very nearly flinches. Push, absence, empty, shouts his mind before. Lan Chan is tilting his head ever so slightly, baring more of his throat to Wei Wuxian. Weighing, he murmurs, and he is saying, I want that too. Wei Wuxian can't help it. He sobs a little, laughs a little, presses his face into the warm, soft curve of Lan Chan's neck for a moment. Lan Chan, he replies. Thank you. I want you so much. I like you so much. I think I might something else you. So much. He kisses Lan Chan's throat gently, feels it jump beneath his lips, wraps both arms around Lan Chan's slim, perfect waist, holds him close, feels a hesitant returning touch alight upon his shoulders. It's so warm. Encouraging. He kisses Lan Chan again. Fuck, he smells good. Wei Wuxian tilts his face up, making his way to the hinge of Lan Chan's jaw, kissing it more firmly. Lan Chan's hold on him tightens, draws him closer. He gives the crimson ear before his eyes an experimental nip. Was that a gasp? Yes, that was definitely a gasp. Can you die from being aroused? Wei Wuxian thinks he might. Long once he turns his face into Wei Wuxian's, the slide of warm, smooth skin, the butterfly light brush of his lashes, brush of his nose, drag of his top lip. Wei Wuxian has been very patient. Wei Wuxian is not good at being patient. Wei Wuxian grabs Lan Chan's face and kisses him deeply. Probably not very skillfully, but who fucking cares? This is Lan Chan. And he's kissing him back, just as clumsy and quick and desperate as he is. Wei Wuxian strangely wants to laugh because Long Wanzi, clumsy. Or maybe just because he's so, so fucking happy. And Wei Wuxian wants Lan Chan to know how fucking happy he is, so he does laugh, breathless and joyful, and Lan Chan gives a small cut-off sound and a murmur of his name, in his own Lan Chan version of a breathless, joyful laugh. It is very important, then, that Wei Wuxian kisses him harder. So he does. And remembering that there was probably a wall somewhere behind them, he moves one hand back to Lan Chan's waist and steers them backward as carefully as he can manage. Feels Lan Chan's back hit the wall. Oh good, so there was one. And uses this new purchase to kiss deeper, press closer. Lan Chan's hands have moved in, closer to his neck. One of his warm fingers lies on Wei Wuxian's skin, and suddenly Wei Wuxian really, really wants all of his fingers to lie on Wei Wuxian's skin. Lan Chan, can we take our clothes off now? He gasps when he gets the chance. Though he doesn't, can't go far, and is kissing Lan Chan again, even as he gives a short hum of assent, his fingers tightening slightly on Wei Wuxian's shoulders. And, wow, Wei Wuxian just remembered where they are. And did Lan Chan really agree to get naked in the library pavilion? Yes, he did. And that is so fucking hot. And Wei Wuxian really wants to fuck him in the library pavilion right now. But also he thinks it might embarrass Lan Chan later, and he doesn't want Lan Chan to regret any single little part of what they're about to do. Lan Chan, he says, pulling back, and almost fucking whimpers when Lan Chan chases after him. Just slightly, but enough to notice, enough to make Wei Wuxian's heart shudder in his chest. Lan Chan, we should really go somewhere else, to your rooms or... Lan Chan opens his eyes. Wei Wuxian chokes on another whimper. They're so dark, intense and desiring and focused entirely, dizzyingly on him, but so full of light, a soft, gentle shine that quietly rejoices, quietly wants, and more than just sex. Of course, Wei Wuxian should have known. Long Wanzi wouldn't get naked for just anyone, flimsy porn book-related excuses or no. He only does things that he means, truly, deeply. But Wei Wuxian hadn't really put the picture together and realized, oh... Lan Chan likes me too. Lan Chan likes me too, shouts his mind. Lan Chan likes me too. My rooms, says Lan Chan, and Wei Wuxian beams at him. Something in his expression shifts. Wei Wuxian barely has time to notice this before he's being kissed again. More gently, briefly, but not without desire.
My rooms,
Lan Chan says again.
Your rooms, agrees Wei Wuxian, cheerfully, and takes him by the hands to pull him off the wall.
Lan Chan's hands are so warm and fit so well with his. Wei Wuxian never wants to let him go. He doesn't, but is prepared for Lan Chan to do so as soon as they get outside. Regrettable, but he understands it. Lan Chan has a reputation, after all. But he never does. So they walk through the cloud recesses hand in hand, and, the expressions on the Lan disciples. To see their second jade, shamelessly holding hands with Wei Wuxian of Yingmeng, in broad daylight, his face as blank as ever. Wei Wuxian couldn't possibly hold back his laughter, so doesn't try, and laughs all the way to Lan Chan's rooms. He is so happy. Lan Chan likes me too. Inside, he looks to Lan Chan and finds him looking back and smiling his tiny little moonlit smile that makes Wei Wuxian want to sigh longingly and stare at it and keep it there forever and never look away. Since he can, now, he reaches out and gently frames Lan Chan's face, thumbs tracing the gentle curve of his lips, memorizing it by touch. Lan Chan's eyes fall closed and he turns his face into Wei Wuxian's palm. Wei Wuxian thinks that right now he could tear a boulder apart with his bare hands. He is so happy that he's frustrated. He is also maybe just frustrated in a different sense. Lan Chan, he says, because there can be no uncertainty, no possibility of misunderstanding. What do you want to do? Lan Chan's smile disappears, but Wei Wuxian is caught by his eyes before he can mourn its loss. They are so serious, so earnest, telling him 100 things his mouth cannot. I don't want just this, Wei Wuxian tells him anyway, just to be extra completely sure. I want more, Lan Chan. I want after. I want...
Wei Ying.
Wei Wuxian shuts his mouth.
Yes, says Lan Chan, careful and deliberate. Me too.
Wei Wuxian breathes out and grins, a little cheeky.
And you want this?
Lan Chan's ears redden, but he dips his head in his own small nod.
And this.
Wei Wuxian brushes his fingers over the delicate skin beneath Lan Chan's eyes until they've shifted back up to rest on him, and there they would stay forever if Wei Wuxian had his way. And he does his best to make that a reality, for now at least, holding that dark, quiet gaze with his own, slipping his hands down to retake Lan Chan's and drawing them up to his own lips, pressing slow kisses to each elegant knuckle until Lan Chan's gaze is like a physical thing, intense and unwavering, and seeing him, only him. He can barely breathe beneath it, but he smiles, steps backwards towards where the bed is, and Lan Chan follows like Wei Wuxian has hypnotized him with one of his talismans. He hasn't, just his mouth and eyes in touch. Wei Wuxian's cultivation feels minor before this. When he feels the bed pressing against the backs of his legs, he gives Lan Chan's fingers one final coy kiss before releasing them to drop down onto the sheets, lounging back upon his palms. They have not looked away from each other. Lan Chan might not be breathing. Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian says, tilting his head to the side to smile up at him. Come here. He pats his thigh invitingly and watches with delight as Lan Chan's throat works, his eyes flickering down to Wei Wuxian's hand, then quickly away. His embarrassment is so strong that it's beginning to show in the slight pull of his lips and the dip of his chin, and the uncommon hesitance with which he moves. But he still moves, shifting closer and folding himself down onto Wei Wuxian. He's not quite daring enough to straddle Wei Wuxian's lap, hovering more around his knees, and he hasn't rested down any of his weight. But he's gone far enough, further than Wei Wuxian expected, to be honest. And Wei Wuxian is more than happy to do the rest. Now, Lan Chan keeps his eyes averted. He doesn't resist, though, as Wei Wuxian settles his hands on his waist, draws him onto his lap, pulls at his thighs until Lan Chan sits fully upon him.
Comfortable? Wei Wuxian asks, unable to stop himself from teasing.
Lan Chan gives a mutter that might be shameless. Wei Wuxian laughs at him.
You're right, I am shameless, I admit it.
He takes Lan Chan's fisted hands in his own, smile softening at the way they relax immediately beneath his touch, and guides them up to rest on his neck.
Touch me, Lan Chan.
Wei Wuxian had been expecting him to move downwards. Not immediately, of course, but eventually. But he moves up, long fingers cupping Wei Wuxian's face, like he had earlier held Lan Chan's. He also begins to trace Wei Wuxian's mouth, following its growing curve. Wei Wuxian shuts his eyes, content for the moment to let him explore, to enjoy the careful, almost reverential touch, and the curve of Lan Chan's waist beneath his own. Then Lan Chan's fingertip brushes against his canine, and Wei Wuxian doesn't miss the way it falters. And that, that's a nice idea. So he catches it quickly but carefully between his teeth, reopening his eyes to see Lan Chan giving him a wary look. Grin widening, Wei Wuxian presses his tongue against his finger, has just enough time to curl it around the tip, before Lan Chan tears it away.
Wei Ying.
Ah, he's still so skittish. Not that Wei Wuxian minds. His ears are very pretty in that shade, as is his neck, and oh, there's a hint of pink at the base of his smooth throat. And it is suddenly very important that Wei Wuxian finds out just how far that flush can spread. Lan Chan, he says, smoothing his hands up Lan Chan's sides, before tugging at the fold of his robes.
Let's get rid of these now, huh?
Replies Lan Chan, barely audible, until Wei Wuxian makes no move to undress him, and he begins to glare again, being far too conscious by this point of Wei Wuxian's little whims. He is absolutely right to be wary. Wei Wuxian tugs him closer and arches his neck back to meet his eyes, lashes low and sultry.
Well, go ahead.
That perfect, sweeping jaw tightens. Wei Wuxian rubs at his back, wanting to enjoy the moment for just a moment more before relenting and doing it himself. He won't push Lan Chan too far. He wants him attractively embarrassed, not uncomfortable. But then Lan Chan is undoing his sash with short, perfunctory motions. Objectively a very unsexy way to undress, but it makes Wei Wuxian give a low, appreciative hum. Because fuck, he really hadn't thought Lan Chan would do it.
You're so good to me,
he says happily, laying a kiss on the dip of Lan Chan's throat and watching it flush darker.
Really so good, Lan Chan. I'm so lucky.
Stop talking.
Wei Wuxian beams into his neck. So shy. So cute. The outer rope falls to the floor with a soft rustle, and before Lan Chan can move to fold it like he is surely about to, Wei Wuxian opens his mouth against his skin. It seems to be as perfect a distraction as he'd hoped. Lan Chan stills, breath quietly catching, and stays absolutely still as Wei Wuxian, gently, gently, sets his teeth against the column of his neck, reaching to push off Lan Chan's underrobe himself. Warm skin beneath his fingers, shifting with short, quick, silent breaths, an equally rapid pulse thrumming beneath his lips. He bites down, very slightly. Lan Chan makes a tiny sound, flinches, his jaw shifting against Wei Wuxian's cheek. Wei Wuxian tugs the robe over his warm, smooth shoulders and leaves it there, slipping down his arms. Pulls back to admire his work. And, his work is so very admirable. He has achieved almost everything he'd wanted to see in Lan Chan. The flushed cheeks, the creased brow, the expression that says he wants Wei Wuxian, wants what Wei Wuxian can do to him. But his hair is still frustratingly neat, in Wei Wuxian's opinion, so he reaches up and runs his fingers through it, pushing back from Lan Chan's temple, index finger brushing against the line of his forehead ribbon. Threads them carefully up until he can find the tie holding its simple half-up style, gives it a gentle tug.
Can I?
He draws it out with care, and Lan Chan's silken hair slips slowly to fall about his ears, in gorgeous, perfect disarray. Wei Wuxian is absolutely transfixed. Lan Chan looks deeply embarrassed. And the blush Wei Wuxian discovers, when he is able again to move his eyes, does in fact extend past his throat, spreading rosy wings across the bare expanse of his chest. Wei Wuxian wants to kiss it, so he does, and Lan Chan arches ever so slightly into him, probably unconsciously, spine curving beneath his hands.
Wei Ying,
he says,
voice less velvet smooth than usual. His hands are on Wei Wuxian's shoulders, and he looks up at him, smiles.
You should undress me too, Lan Chan, he says.
And Lan Chan does, much less dispassionately than he did himself, untying Wei Wuxian's sash with hands that might almost shake, unthreading it with a slow rasp of fabric on fabric. Wei Wuxian watches him, drinking in the sight with shameless enjoyment, committing the elegant lines of Lan Chan's torso to memory. The way they shift and stretch as he carefully draws Wei Wuxian's outer robe into his arms. How, for a long moment, they still entirely after his hesitant parting of the underrobe. How red infuses them further when Wei Wuxian laughs at him softly.
Do you like what you see, Lan Erguke? He teases, pleased.
He doesn't need an answer, knows it by the slight parting of Lan Chan's lips. And yes, by the unmistakable shape in his thin silk inner pants, which Wei Wuxian is finding it a little difficult to keep his eyes and hands off of. But he can't just suddenly grab for Lan Chan's cock without warning, can he? So first, he slips his hands down a little, until his fingertips are just brushing against the fabric of Lan Chan's pants, and watches his reaction very closely as he inches them beneath the waistband.
Wei Ying.
It's unsteady, in a way that could be either good or bad, and Wei Wuxian stops moving.
Should I slow down, Lan Chan? Stop?
Lan Chan breathes in before shutting his mouth and shaking his head silently.
Wei Wuxian almost flinches at a sudden touch to his wrist, and it's his turn to be speechless as Lan Chan wraps long fingers around his hands and guides it further down over a swell of smooth, soft skin, and Wei Wuxian is in danger of having no blood left for his head. Folding to temptation, he sinks his fingers in, and Lan Chan makes another small, wordless, painfully sexy noise. And arches in again, inadvertently pressing his hardness into Wei Wuxian's stomach. He flinches back, but Wei Wuxian thoughtlessly drags him back in. Lan Chan, he says, and curls the fingers of his unoccupied hand around the waistband of Lan Chan's inner pants. I want to take these off, can I? Lan Chan draws in a couple of breaths to steady himself, Wei Wuxian thinks, unashamedly proud of himself, before replying,
Yes.
And turning his face away again, as Wei Wuxian eagerly continues, tugging his pants down his thighs and releasing his cock. It looks hard, painfully so. Flushed a beautiful color, hardly any darker than the shade Lan Chan's ears are turning beneath the scrutiny.
Wei Ying,
he grits out, and Wei Wuxian blinks up at him innocently.
Sorry, sorry, am I embarrassing you? You've got a lovely cock, though, really, you shouldn't...
Wei Ying...
Wei Wuxian giggles a bit before reining himself in and dropping a quick apologetic kiss on Lan Chan's collarbone.
Forgive me, I know. I'm teasing you too much, aren't I?
He rubs Lan Chan's thighs soothingly, and he relaxes slightly against him. Tilting his head back, Wei Wuxian meets his eyes. There's some embarrassment still lingering there, a little uncertainty, but it vanishes when Wei Wuxian smiles.
Are you all right, Lan Chan?
Yes.
Is it okay like this?
Wei Wuxian slips one hand around to press at the base of Lan Chan's spine, smallest finger resting on the curve of his ass. Lan Chan knows what he means. He nods before pushing away. Wei Wuxian suppresses an instinctive whine and reaching for the low table by his bedside. Wei Wuxian takes the opportunity to wriggle out of his own inner pants while consoling himself with the nice view. It is a very good distraction, he must admit. Still, Lan Chan isn't gone for long, settling dutifully back into his lap, boundless warm skin now completely unhindered by clothing, and it takes Wei Wuxian a moment to notice the small jar in his hand.
That is, he says, and then stops, eyes Lan Chan, who stares back, impassive aside for the ears and neck and chest.
You've done this before?
His lips press together for a moment. Wei Wuxian thinks that he might be biting them.
Myself.
Oh, Wei Wuxian says and is absolutely delighted. He will, yes, he'll definitely have to revisit that, find out the whens and whys and how longs, and what were you thinking of, and the did you ever imagine me by any chance, Lan Chan's? But he'll leave it for later, because Lan Chan is looking away again, clearly tense.
Well, that's good, he says, hands finding Lan Chan's waist again, thumb smoothing little calming circles. One of us should know what we're doing.
Lan Chan's eyes dart back to him. He laughs.
What's that look for? You think I'm some kind of man about town, running around throwing flowers at everyone I see?
He holds three fingers up by his temple, very solemnly. I'm very faithful, I promise. Ridiculous, Lan Chan murmurs, but there's something tugging at the corners of his lips.
You just wait, Lan Chan. I'll make you take that back.
And now he's smiling properly. Very nice. Wei Wuxian is great at this.
Yes, I'll be known across the land for it, he continues,
dragging his fingertips up Lan Chan's sides and delighting in his slight shiver. Wei Wuxian, I will say, noblest and most faithful.
Ah, second young master Lan truly is so blessed. However did he secure the affections of one so peerlessly dedicated?
He trails off, grinning briefly into the lip suddenly pressing at the corner of his own, before turning his head to properly kiss Lan Chan back. It heats quickly, embers which have smoldered for minutes, hours, all right, years, flaring to life, in the pit of his stomach, his chest, his neck, in his left shoulder where one of Lan Chan's hands lie, in his fingertips clutching Lan Chan's hips close, in the air between their lips when they part, just enough to breathe, just when they have to. Wei Wuxian knows that Lan Chan uncapped that little jar and used it and reached back, knows it by the flex of Lan Chan's back beneath his touch and the twitching of his thighs and the oh-so-quiet sounds on the edge of his hearing. Someday he wants to do it himself and for longer, to find Lan Chan's sweet spots, an unhurried exploration, make him writhe and gasp. Someday, another day. Right now there's no fucking time. Neither of them had the time or patience for that. He needs Lan Chan right now. And Lan Chan needs him too, and... Lan Chan is taking his cock in hand and sinking down onto him. Wei Wuxian stops thinking. Just feels. Warmth, velvet warmth, and hot skin beneath his hands, silken hair brushing his collarbone. A mouth on his, not kissing, just breathing together. Together. It's over too soon. When Wei Wuxian's mind is working again, it is working on a way to keep going and do that again. Fuck, he wants to do that again, possibly for the rest of his life. He feels the prickle of spiritual power being used in close proximity and... Ah, good idea. Lan Chan is so smart. Electric with energy from his golden core, Wei Wuxian opens his eyes. Lan Chan's are still closed. The flush has stained his cheeks like a wash of crimson ink. His lips are even darker, slightly open, faintly indented with teeth marks. Some of them may have been from Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian is still inside him, and he is hard again, very much so. Lan Chan is looking back at him now, soft but still heated, and just as hard as Wei Wuxian. Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian whispers, stroking his spine. Lan Chan. He presses their foreheads together, quietly replies, Wei Ying. And that's all that needs to be said, isn't it? Wei Wuxian doesn't need to ask Lan Chan if he liked it, doesn't need to tell him that he liked it, doesn't need to ask if he wants to keep going. He knows, they both know.
Can I move you?
He feels Lan Chan nod against him and shifts his hands with more purpose, supporting Lan Chan's back as he slowly pushes them both over. Laying Lan Chan back upon the sheets and, oh, Wei Wuxian's memory may be spotty, but he will never forget this. Lan Chan beneath him, hair in beautiful gossamer eddies, black on the white silk. This time, Wei Wuxian is determined to keep his presence of mind and is mostly successful. He starts slow, an unhurried slide of skin on skin, and Lan Chan closes his eyes and quietly enjoys it. Wei Wuxian presses kisses to his temple, his hairline, strokes his free hand up the long decadent line of Lan Chan's body, murmurs to him. Nothing he will remember, just a hushed river of compliments and encouragements and endearments. Something sparks eventually, and Wei Wuxian is biting at Lan Chan's lovely neck and lifting his waist and driving into him, and quick gasping breaths are escaping from high in Lan Chan's throat, and his fingers are gripping tight at Wei Wuxian's shoulders. It slows again, doesn't subside.
Wei Wuxian has just sacrificed speed for strength, slamming into Lan Chan with rough snaps of his hips, each one drawing a closed-lipped little sound from Lan Chan, until Wei Wuxian must hit something and his mouth opens for a short, punched-out cry, neck arching. Fuck. Fuck. Wei Wuxian has to shove himself up onto his hands and squeeze his eyes shut and drop his head until the pounding heat washing over him recedes, slightly, and he can stagger back from the edge, which he had very nearly toppled right fucking off. Too soon, too soon. He wants to last this time, damn it. A gentle tug at his hair captures his attention. Lan Chan is looking up at him, a small, happy, almost lazy smile on his lips. A blissed-out Lan Chan. Fuck. And he releases the trailing end of Wei Wuxian's hair to reach for him.
Wei Ying, he says, and Wei Wuxian moves down with a smile.
Yes? He kisses Lan Chan's cheek, his nose, his smiling lips.
Are you enjoying yourself, Lanar Guka?
At that, Lan Chan sighs, louder and more plainly exasperated than Wei Wuxian has ever heard. He's laughing even as Lan Chan calls him shameless, leaning a careful elbow above his head to kiss him, short and sweet.
Shameless, he agrees into Lan Chan's mouth with a languid roll of his hips.
Lan Chan bites him. Just a little nip against his lower lip, barely felt, but still, Lan Chan bit him. Wei Wuxian moans a tiny bit, laughs again, and licks the place Lan Chan bit, before happily returning the favor. Teases Lan Chan's neck with his teeth until it's covered in small scarlet blooms, and Lan Chan is pliant and gasping beneath him. Still, he keeps the motion of his hips unhurried, rhythmic, a slow stroke that reaches deep inside Lan Chan and makes him shiver. Wei Wuxian couldn't say how long that lasts, but this time he doesn't mind it, doesn't mind getting lost in Lan Chan in this way, when he can savor it properly. And savor it he does. Savors the soft, strong thighs around his waist, beneath one hand, the other laced with Lan Chan's, brushed by the silken strands of his hair. He couldn't say how long it lasts, just knows that, eventually, those thighs start to tremble around him, and soon after, Lan Chan gives a quiet gasp of his name, his body clenching and tightening around Wei Wuxian's cock, and in response, something draws hot and tight in Wei Wuxian, his thrust becoming hard and messy and erratic. As Lan Chan's cum drips hot down his stomach. His hips shudder, driving as deep into Lan Chan as they can, and Wei Wuxian fills him with a moan muffled by the teeth he sinks into his lip.
Wei Ying,
he hears Lan Chan say, gentle fingers running up his arms.
Wei Ying.
Ah, Wei Wuxian gasps when he can. Fuck, Lan Chan, He then decides, actually, fuck words, and kisses Lan Chan instead. Maybe he's rubbing off on him. Wei Wuxian gives a small, dazed laugh at that, because how can he not? And pulls back to find Lan Chan smiling at him. He will never get sick of that. Literally, never. Beaming back, he pets at Lan Chan's cheek. Bath, he suggests, and Lan Chan sighs again. Wei Wuxian does end up drying Lan Chan much later, after bathing with him and getting breathtakingly fucked by him, and bathing with him again, and being staunchly pulled to bed by him exactly when the night bells ring for 9. But while Lan Chan is naked, it doesn't show. He's covered to the waist by the sheet, asleep upon Wei Wuxian's chest, beautifully, painfully peaceful. It's the best thing he's ever drawn, and probably the best thing that he ever will draw. If he doesn't count the one of Lan Chan he'll draw tomorrow night, or the night after that, or the night after that. And, well, Wei Wuxian doesn't plan on letting go of Lan Chan anytime soon, so we might as well add every night after that one, too, for the rest of his life. The End. Just the Simplest Touch by Mr. Goblin. Read by X-Man Hater. Summary. Lung Wanzi learns to accept warmth. Chapter 1. Jade. Lung Wanzi is not made of jade, though he can understand why some believe it. He knows that his manner is unusual, that he is distant, inflexible, that he is cold. The last had been a more recent discovery. Lung Wanzi had not realized how rarely he experienced warmth, true warmth, until Wei Wuxian had touched him and it had burned.
An uncomfortable sensation, of course, one that left him sensitized and deeply unsettled, but one that he in time realized to be far from unpleasant. He realized that he missed its absence, missed the electricity it sent sparking across his skin, the way it made him feel every beat of his heart, the heat of it searingly alive. He had not known what to do with this realization, had been prepared to accept its presence and to store it away with the other undesirable parts of himself, which he had done, with the assistance of 3 years' reflection and meditation and distraction, until Wei Ying had blazed back into his life and cheerfully, effortlessly set his entire body alight. Lung Wanzi thinks of it now, immersed in the cool obscurity of the cold springs. If he closes his eyes and focuses, blocking out the rain's soft rushing, he can almost feel Wei Ying's hands upon him, leaving fiery traces down his chest, back, stomach, thighs. The rain feels cold upon his ears. Wei Ying would not miss their flesh if he were here, not even in the darkness of night. Wei Ying seems able to read Lung Wanzi as if his thoughts are inscribed upon his skin in perfect, permanent calligraphy. Lung Wanzi tips his face up to the heavens, feeling the touch of the rain's small, icy fingers upon his skin. He can easily imagine them to be the stars, falling from the heavens to alight upon his cheek, his brow, his hair, the water around him.
Lan Chan!
He opens his eyes. The water swirl cold about his waist as he turns. Flickering through the trees, a figure bounds down the path to the springs, with a slightly concerning lack of caution, robed in shadow but with skin caught by moonlight. Lung Wanzi moves to meet him at the spring's edge, drinking in the sight of Wei Ying's bright smile.
Sorry, he exclaims as he draws near. I only just got away from Qiang Cheng. He still thinks that it's all a joke for some reason. Lan Chan, he's completely convinced that you hate me.
Lung Wanzi must tighten his jaw against the uncharitable sentiments wishing to escape. They had revealed the new state of their relationship to their respective brothers the morning after its formation, to Lan Xichen's evident delight and Qiang Wanyan's even more evident disbelief. A 10-day has since passed, but the sharp eyes of Yingmeng's heir still follow Lung Wanzi's every move, as if waiting for some evidence of his dishonesty.
I do not, he says.
Unnecessarily, but he feels the need to, a feeling which is immediately justified when Wei Ying beams at him.
I know that, don't worry. You've been very persuasive in convincing me of that recently, you know.
He winks before beginning to eagerly fumble out of his robes.
And anyway, Tiang Cheng's just being overprotective. He mothers me terribly. He's far worse than Shixia.
This time, Lung Wanzi is able to watch him without fear of discovery. What had so terrified him when Wei Ying last found him in the cold springs is now gone, replaced by affection, by a newfound yet rapidly strengthening sense of security. Wei Ying has also been very persuasive of late. So he watches Wei Ying as he disrobes, his quick, graceful motions, the curve of teeth revealed by his small, excited smile, the flowing grace of his torso.
Security can only take him so far. Lung Wanzi looks away.
When he sees Wei Ying's inner pants fall to the stone from the corner of his eye, he moves back to make room as Wei Ying slips into the waters. Immediately, the peacefulness of the night is shattered by his loud complaints.
Ah, it's so cold! Lan Chan, warm me up!
He beseeches, wrapping his arms around himself and lurching closer. Lung Wanzi takes a moment to remind himself of his new privileges. He no longer has to watch, silently, motionlessly, from afar, before reaching out and pulling Wei Ying to him. He nuzzles happily at Lung Wanzi's chest, arms slinking up to wrap around his neck. Icy water trickles down his back, but that is not why he shivers. There is so much skin, and despite Lung Wanzi's variety of experiences, over the past 10 day, the heat building in his ears has not lessened in intensity.
That's good. So good,
says Wei Ying in a low, pleased tone which does not help his state of mind.
So nice and comfortable. Lan Chan, you really are spoiling me.
He presses his lips to Lung Wanzi's neck, leaving warmth blooming in their wake before drawing back. Despite his innocently imploring expression, there is a glitter to his eyes that Lung Wanzi is beginning to know all too well.
You could be better to me, though, Lan or Gukka.
He tilts his head, looking up at him through his lashes.
Lung Wanzi is perfectly aware of the reaction which such actions are intended to provoke. Once he would have given it immediately, flustered and thoughtless with panic. Now, however, he tamps down his instinctive mortification and calmly meets Wei Ying's gaze.
"Then I will be better for Wei Ying," he says and sinks to his knees.
"Lan Chan!"
Wei Ying covers his mouth with all the scandalized horror which he had sought to evoke from Lung Wanzi. Of course, it is entirely false. Wei Ying is not capable of feeling scandalized, and the curled corners of his lips are easily visible behind his fingers. He soon drops both his hand and his pretense, beaming as he pets at Lung Wanzi's hair, running clever fingers through the tangled, damp strands.
"Lan Chan, my Lan Chan, what did I do to deserve such a special service?"
He laughs softly, a little disbelieving, as he relaxes back against the spring stone edge.
"Not that I'm not pleased about it."
His voice stutters slightly as Lung Wanzi begins to bring him to full hardness with one hand, the other cradling the curve of his hip. He recovers quickly, of course, rubbing a thumb at the corner of Lung Wanzi's lips and shifting his own hips encouragingly.
"So pleased, Lan Chan. Ah, you could not imagine how very pleased I am."
"Stop talking," Lung Wanzi says, dishonestly, but it makes Wei Ying laugh again as he had known it would.
"Yes, yes, sorry. Wouldn't want to break your concentration, Lan Chan. Ah."
Lung Wanzi takes Wei Ying's length further into his mouth in the only method he has learned of stemming the endless river of his speech, if impermanently. He has only done this once before and so takes it slowly, careful with his tongue and teeth as he eases deeper. Wei Ying drags in two unsteady breaths before the river surges back to life.
"Lan Chan, you are so good, so beautiful like this. I'll never get used to it. How did I catch someone as perfect as you? Ugh, you're stunning, Lan Chan, taking me so well."
It is needless, excessive, encouraging vanity. Lung Wanzi does not care. Lung Wanzi could never begrudge anything spoken by Wei Ying, whatever the teachings of his sect may assert. Wei Ying is above them. Gentle fingers brush against his cheek, and he looks up to see Wei Ying watching him. With that stunning focus which he is capable of yet so rarely displays, honed sharp as a spiritual blade. It pierces through Lung Wanzi just as effortlessly, searing straight through his body. The fingers trail across his cheekbone, trace the curve of his ear, sink themselves into his hair, and at some point his eyes have fallen shut.
"So beautiful," Wei Ying murmurs again.
Lung Wanzi's throat has relaxed, grown accustomed to the intrusion. He takes Wei Ying deeper, careful to keep his breathing even. It is so strikingly hot within his mouth, sending a responding warmth washing through him. The water feels colder than ever against his skin, verging upon painful, especially where it ripples against his chest. But it cannot affect him, cannot sink past the molten heat in his veins. He pauses for a moment, assesses Wei Ying's state, the rapid tempo of his breaths, the tense draw of his thighs beneath Lung Wanzi's hands, and his own, before swallowing carefully, earning himself a long, pleased sound, and a tightening of the grip upon his hair.
"Lan Chan, that was so good," Wei Ying sighs.
Emboldened, Lung Wanzi begins to move, as he remembers Wei Ying to enjoy, sliding up his length and applying slightly more pressure with his lips and tongue, increasing at Wei Ying's wordlessly encouraging sound. His words are beginning to devolve in both clarity and decency, flushing Lung Wanzi further.
"Your lips look so pretty and red wrapped around my cock, Lan Chan. It's like you were made for this, made for my cock, so fucking good. I want to fuck your mouth forever, ugh, I really do."
And he speeds his movements almost unconsciously. He is able to sink further with each repetition, he discovers, until his nose almost touches the dark hair trailing down the plane of Wei Ying's stomach. He will reach it, he decides, and sets to his task with determination. His throat works, tight and burning hot, but he forces it to relax. Steadies his breathing and focuses upon the sensation of Wei Ying's skin beneath his touch, upon the desperate way he has twined his fingers within Lung Wanzi's hair, the slight pressure of it sending tingling shivers down his neck, upon his quick, hitching gasps.
His nose presses into Wei Ying's soft skin. Wei Ying sobs, moans, tugs at his hair.
Lan Chan, enough.
Lan Wansi pulls away as quickly as his throat will allow. For a moment, he forgets Wei Ying's obscene compliments, forgets the brightness of their blossoming relationship, forgets his own quietly budding confidence. He looks up at Wei Ying, on his knees in the cold water and rain, and his lips feel strange as he hesitates to speak. Numb, burning, raw.
What was that?
It was good, Wei Ying says so emphatically that he cannot help but blink.
Then he recalls. Wei Ying knows. He can read what I am thinking, and the hands petting at his face. The gentle curve to clever lips, the meaning bright and large dark eyes. He is able to read them in turn, and he no longer needs further reassurance, though Wei Ying gives it regardless.
So good. Really too good. I was about to come, and that would have been embarrassing. It hasn't even been 1/4 of an hour yet, Lan Chan. I have my pride to look after, you know.
As he speaks, he tugs Lan Wansi up, and he follows it willingly. Wei Ying smiles at him, sweetly at first, but it swiftly drops into something far less innocent.
And besides, he says,
and runs his hands down Lan Wansi's chest with the light captivating scrape of his nails.
I don't want to come without your cock in me, Lan Chan.
Such words, as they likely always will, make the fire spread from Lan Wansi's ears and down to his neck. But he is able, now, to suppress his automatic response of shameless. It is shameless, but Lan Wansi is equally so, and hypocrisy is forbidden. So instead, he gives a quiet hum and draws Wei Ying closer, accepting the teasing kiss pressed to the corner of his lips, and returning it with one of his own. Wei Ying does not seem to mind the taste of himself upon Lan Wansi's tongue, kissing him as eagerly as ever, pressing his warm body against Lan Wansi's, as if he wishes to come as close as possible. Lan Wansi is more than happy to fulfill that wish. He shifts his hold from Wei Ying's waist down to his thighs, earning a pleased hum. Taking a moment to ensure that his footing is steady, he tightens his grip and lifts Wei Ying up into his arms, with a rush of water and a yelp from Wei Ying. It is quickly replaced by a moan as he wraps his legs around Lan Wansi's waist, so loud and delighted and absolutely devoid of shame that Lan Wansi cannot help but make his own soft noise in response.
Ah, Lan Chan, I love when you do that, Wei Ying says,
sliding his palm down Lan Wansi's spine. The other curls securely around the back of his neck as he grinds the evidence of his approval into Lan Wansi's stomach, so burning hot that Lan Wansi instinctively holds him closer, shivering when Wei Ying licks at his ear.
I just had a great idea. The best, he whispers into Lan Wansi's tingling skin.
Could you fuck me just like this, Lan Chan?
Lan Wansi is able to do that. Lan Wansi is definitely able to do that. And willing. Very willing.
He informs Wei Ying of this by kissing him again, through his laughter, through the stifled moan he gives, when Lan Wansi slips one hand higher to still the restless shifting of his hips.
Stop teasing,
he complains, tugging at a strand of Lan Wansi's hair. Lan Wansi thinks that this displays an extraordinary lack of self-awareness.
And, Haya, stop laughing at me. You are so heartless.
He is grinning brightly, however, eyes affixed upon Lan Wansi's own small smile, as if it holds the same enchanting light as his.
Make it up to me and fetch the oil from my inner pants, will you?
Lan Wansi responds and shifts him onto one arm. Wei Ying makes another obscene sound.
Lan Her Gaga, I must ask you a question. Do I weigh anything to you?
He asks somewhat breathlessly, clutching at Lan Wansi's shoulders as he moves them steadily toward the edge.
No.
Lan Wansi pauses. He retrieves the small familiar jar from the heap of black fabric with his free hand, before deliberately meeting Wei Ying's eyes and adding, A cluster of grapes would give me more difficulty. Wei Ying cackles.
Lan Chan, was that a joke?
It was not.
Lan Chan!
Wei Ying looks so delighted by him. There is something pulling tight in Lan Wansi's chest. He tilts his chin up for a kiss, and Wei Ying obliges without hesitation, thumb stroking a gentle path up his neck. It only makes his chest draw tighter until it is bitterly, sweetly painful, and his breaths do not seem enough, and he must break the kiss and press his face into the quiet, secure space below Weiying's jaw. Soon, fingers are running again through Lung Wansi's hair, carefully detangling it with slow, soothing motions. Weiying knows. He always knows. And with each gentle pass, Lung Wansi feels the tension ease, his chest loosening, and he tightens his grip on Weiying's warm body. Lan Chan, Weiying says softly, nuzzling his cheek into Lung Wansi's hair. Hold me closer. Lung Wansi nods enough for Weiying to feel. There is shame somewhere within him at his display of emotion, at his acceptance of Weiying's comfort, but it cannot touch him, not while Weiying does. With the ease of practice, he unlatches the jar with a flick of his free hand. Less than a day has passed since they last embraced, so Lung Wansi must only slick himself with one quick stroke, as Weiying pets his face and kisses his hair. I want you closer, he is murmuring, a low litany that stutters away as Lung Wansi sinks into him. Slowly, which soon has him restlessly shifting, turning his head against Lung Wansi's, urging him on. Closer, Lan Chan, hurry. Lung Wansi obeys. He pulls him down with shaking hands, his quiet, sharp exhale lost in Weiying's moan. In the way Weiying shudders, full body, drops his head back. Lung Wansi follows the motion, pushing his face into Weiying's bared neck, breathing in the warmth of his skin, feeling the flutter of his heartbeat against his cheek. It feels decadent. Lung Wansi revels in it. In the immodesty, the shamelessness, Weiying all around him, his arms, his thighs, his body, opening for him, easily, eagerly, gasping for him, moaning for him. For him. He does it again, the lift and fall, and Weiying's sharp breaths brush now past his ears, fingers digging into his shoulder, tangling in his hair. Ah, I love this, Weiying tells him, so quietly, so rapturously. Lung Wansi gives a small sound in response. So do I, Weiying. It feels like this is what I have always wanted. This. You. And finds a rhythm, moving Weiying against him as smoothly as he can manage with his unsteady, desperate hands. And Weiying tugs gently at his hair and bites at his ear and praises him endlessly. And it, all of it, sends burning shivers cascading through him. Lung Wansi can no longer feel the water or the rain. Weiying's nails draw up his back, leaving trails of fire in their wake. Harder, he gasps, lips brushing against Lung Wansi's ear. Lan Chan, please, I love it so much, fuck me harder. Lung Wansi digs the fingers of one hand into Weiying's thigh, wraps the other around his shoulder and drives him down. Weiying cries out. The sound sears through him. He does it again, almost without conscious input, hips snapping up to get closer, bury himself deeper, and Weiying sobs, warm forehead falling against Lung Wansi's shoulder. Ah, fuck, Lan Chan. Good, yes, keep going, so good, ah. Weiying's hold on him is loosening, the tight grip of his thighs slackening, leaving his weight almost entirely to Lung Wansi. He cannot hold him for long, but feels like he could do it forever. Weiying trusts him, to hold him, to keep him safe. I will not break that trust, he thinks, and forever. Lung Wansi buries his face in soft, peppery hair and chases Weiying's pleasure to a litany of sounds which ignite him, which burn deep into him and sear him apart. But he refuses his own release, focuses upon the rising tension of Weiying's body, the knees drawn up to press into Lung Wansi's ribs. The shoulder growing taut beneath his hands, the nails branding his shoulder blade, the mouth pressing hot gasps into his collarbone. I'm Lan Chan. Weiying, Lung Wansi manages, the only words that he could speak at such a moment, short and indistinct as they are, and a shudder washes up Weiying's body, and Lung Wansi holds him as he comes undone, holds him close and holds him together. When Weiying begins to breathe again, tension vanished into languor. He gasps an unsteady laugh into Lung Wansi's neck. With the last of his strength, Lung Wansi pulls him gently up and off him. Weiying has hardly touched down before he is surging into Lung Wansi, tangling fingers in his hair and jerking him in for a hard, searing kiss, crowding him against the rocky side and pulling his release from him with a rush of quick, rough strokes. Weiying bites at his lip. A sharp burn flashes through him, lightning, and he comes with a sound that never escapes him, though his mouth parts for it and his throat works, and Weiying whispers his approval, low and quick and intense. Longwanzi returns to himself slowly, sinks back with each hitching breath, with each soft stroke down his cheek, with each kiss ghosted across his tingling mouth. The fingers in his hair have gentled, smoothing its disorder with careful caresses, half question, half apology. In response, Longwanzi presses his head into Weiying's hand, licks the impression of his teeth upon his lip, opens his eyes to meet Weiying's. They capture the sky above, its soft dark and its beautiful light, and he holds them steadily. His message must be conveyed. Not too rough. Longwanzi likes it, the burning, untamed flame. It feels like Weiying. And I trust you, he thinks. And forever. They have discussed it before, one night in the Xingxi after Longwanzi had reached back to take Weiying's hand and guided it into his hair. But Weiying is as new to this security as he is, and he remains careful. Careful with Longwanzi. Longwanzi cannot recall anyone else in his life being careful with him. They had cared for him, of course, his brother and mother, and even his uncle in his own way. But careful? He had believed that reserved for the powerless, the fragile, those incapable of self-defense. Longwanzi is none of those things, yet Weiying is careful with him. Weiying does not do it because he is powerless or fragile or incapable. Weiying does it for another reason. You really are too much for me, Lanchan, Weiying tells him, with a smile that steals Longwanzi's breath, softly, silently. My heart will give out any day now, and then what will I do? You'll send me to my grave. Longwanzi does not appreciate discussion of such a matter, even if it is far from serious. His expression makes Weiying laugh, and he pulls Longwanzi closer, stroking his back in apology. Don't glare at me like that. I understand. I'll stop. No mentions of death, I promise. Replies Longwanzi, and presses his forehead into Weiying's neck. This earns him another laugh, one quieter but no less affectionate, and a palm running up his spine. He is allowed a long moment to simply enjoy the warmth of Weiying, until his gentle strokes slow, as if a thought has occurred to him. Hey, Lanchan, were you waiting here for me this entire time? Longwanzi stills. A note in Weiying's voice tells him that his answer would be met with worry, but unfortunately his delay is equally telling. Weiying loudly clicks his tongue, tightening his grip. Ah, you've been in this cold, wet, uncomfortable place for so long. You must be freezing. Why didn't you tell me? No, Longwanzi says into his skin. Could never be cold with you. Lanchan! Weiying half laughs, half sighs, rubbing firmly at his back and rocking him from side to side. You can't just say no. What kind of lover would I be letting you freeze to death in some puddle? No mentions of death. Yes, like you said, no mentions of death. So let's get you home and warm before we have an instance of death, okay? He is already tugging at Longwanzi's hand, stepping backwards out of the spring, and Longwanzi follows willingly. Separated from Weiying, night air upon his wet skin, Longwanzi feels his traitorous body shiver. He ignores the look which Weiying shoots him. No, huh? Says Weiying, picking up Longwanzi's neatly folded robes and shaking them out unceremoniously. Lanchan, you are so ridiculous! He steps closer to wrap the robes around Longwanzi's shoulders, with a theatrically exasperated sigh and shake of his head. In response, Longwanzi merely hums, attention on the droplet of water tracing its slow way down Weiying's sternum. You're a lost cause, huffs Weiying. Longwanzi nods. Yes, he is. Don't agree! Weiying is aware of Longwanzi's meaning, however. There is a crook to the corner of his smile, pleased and embarrassed in equal measure. He snatches up Longwanzi's hand to press a quick kiss to his palm. Come on, get dressed. After a moment, he pauses, smile slowly blooming into a grin. He nips at Long Wansi's smallest finger.
It must be my turn to warm you up, hmm?
Long Wansi gets dressed. Quickly. Chapter 2. Flame. In his life, Long Wansi has had 4 warm baths, and all 4 of them have been with Wei Ying. Upon this, his 5th, he is alone and far from pleased by it. He chooses to express this displeasure by slowly running his orchid-oiled fingers through his hair and keeping his gaze affixed steadily upon the subject of his ire. Lan Chan, Wei Ying, his head braced on his fist, sprawled by the circular bamboo bath in nothing but his disheveled scarlet underrobe, widens his eyes at him imploringly. Long Wansi is a disciple of Gusu. He will remain strong in the face of adversity. His gaze does not waver. In a display of childish dissatisfaction, Wei Ying pushes out his lower lip.
Lan Chan, don't treat me like this. You were in the cold for so long, I need to warm you up properly before we can do anything. Where has the famous Lan patience gone to?
Long Wansi blinks slowly. Wei Ying slumps like a cut flower. Reaching the threshold of his ability to resist Wei Ying's pout, Long Wansi shifts forward, leaving a deliberate space behind himself.
Wei Ying.
This earns him a pathetic look.
Lan Chan, you know I won't be able to help myself if I get in there with you.
Long Wansi finds occasion to remind himself that Wei Ying is usually very intelligent. However, in some areas, he can sometimes be a little slow on the uptake. Tightening his lips against the sigh which briefly wishes to escape, he allows the full force of his exasperation to show upon his face.
All right, Lan Chan, stop looking at me like that. I understand.
So saying, Wei Ying's hands quickly find his sash, and Long Wansi is able to witness him disrobing for the 2nd time in 1 night. This time, however, he is determined not to avert his eyes.
I am allowed this, he thinks,
even as his ears heat further with each swath of warm golden skin revealed. And Wei Ying notices, of course. When he is about to shrug out of the underrobe entirely, his movements slow before a grin blooms upon his face.
Young Master Lan, you are so intense, he says coyly.
Suddenly performative, he slides the fabric over one smooth shoulder, tilting his head and glancing back to ascertain Long Wansi's reaction. He is not entirely certain what shows upon his face, but he is aware that his neck and ears, at least, must be telling. And as expected, Wei Ying's smile becomes knowing, pleased.
Is it fun to watch me?
In a sinuous motion, he shrugs out of the other shoulder, allowing his robe to slip down his arms. Long Wansi wants to follow it, but cannot break from Wei Ying's gaze, the dark, bright intensity of it holding him in place.
Do you like watching me undress, Lan Hakuka?
Yes. Yes, Wei Ying, you take my breath away.
Is all Long Wansi manages. It seems enough for Wei Ying, who visibly preens, before swiftly standing and shucking the remainder of his clothes. Long Wansi still cannot move his eyes from Wei Ying's, but he can see at the corners of his vision the soft rustle of Wei Ying's clothes falling carelessly to the floor, the wispy wayward strand of hair curling to catch upon Wei Ying's lower lip. He is almost overwhelmed with it, but would not wish to be anywhere else, with anyone else, at any other moment. Long Wansi feels like he might cease to exist through the sheer force of the desire burning through him, and it would be entirely worth it. And then Wei Ying is finally slipping in behind him with a rush of water and a slide of warm skin, wrapping an arm around Long Wansi's chest to pull him closer, and Long Wansi must close his eyes against the tangle of emotion which rises up his throat. Relief, joy, anticipation, and above all, a sense of safety, of comfort and of warmth. Wei Ying brushes his hair aside with gentle fingers to kiss at the back of his neck, and Long Wansi exhales sharply, as if hit, a shiver washing down his spine. Wei Ying's arm curls tighter around him.
Lan Chan?
Long Wansi can feel his teasing smile, the small huff of his laugh.
I'm supposed to be warming you up, so why are you shivering? Could it be that I'm doing something wrong?
He kisses Long Wanzi again, an even softer drag of lips against sensitive skin, eliciting another small shudder. He follows an excruciatingly unhurried path from the hinge of Long Wanzi's jaw down to the crown of his spine, until every inch of Long Wanzi feels sensitized, fragile, as if each barely there touch of Wei Ying's lips might shatter him apart, and he cannot control the unsteady breaths pulled from him. "Ah, Lan Chan, you smell so nice," Wei Ying murmurs, before opening his mouth for a gentle bite. Long Wanzi, he gasps, he cannot help it, arching away, and Wei Ying quietly laughs his appreciation. "You taste just as nice, too," he says, and pulls Long Wanzi back in, fingers splaying across his chest. Don't run away. I'll be good to you, I promise." The pad of his index finger catches upon Long Wanzi's nipple. Long Wanzi flinches, a strange cold jolt running through him.
"Wei Ying."
"Hmm? Did you like that?" Wei Ying repeats the motion, slow and deliberate, and Long Wanzi's hand finds the edge of the bathtub, gripping it tightly. Tightly as his lips are shut against the sounds wishing to escape. And Wei Ying hums as if he has just made an interesting discovery, hooks his chin over Long Wanzi's shoulder. Wei Ying pinches, and the moan escapes from him, his free hand a beat too slow to catch it, though he presses it over his mouth regardless. Perhaps this will prevent any further accidents. He doubts it. "Ah, Lan Chan," Wei Ying breathes, sounding almost awestruck, and lays an absent kiss upon Long Wanzi's shoulder, which feels as if it is being branded, as do his ears and neck and chest, as if he might burn away entirely. But Wei Ying is holding him, so he does not fear it. "Do that again, will you? I want to hear it, Lan Chan. I love hearing you. Love knowing how good you're feeling." He pinches again, rolling the bud between his clever fingers, and Long Wanzi muffles another undignified noise into his palm, closing his eyes tightly. Sensation threatens to overwhelm him, especially when Wei Ying reaches his left hand down, reaches for the most intimate part of him, to drag his fingers up it and unravel Long Wanzi further. "Yes, just like that," says Wei Ying, with a firmer stroke, and Long Wanzi is panting open-mouthed into his fingers, control slipping between them with every hot, quick breath. "Just like that, Lan Chan, so good. Ah, you are so fucking good." He turns his head to kiss behind Long Wanzi's ear, and Long Wanzi leans into him, needing, wanting, craving the support, and Wei Ying's left hand slips further down. So slowly, as Long Wanzi's body tightens, his legs drawing up, he wants it so badly, and when Wei Ying's finger presses against his entrance, he feels fire wash through him. "Fuck," Wei Ying hisses, a sharp breath against Long Wanzi's ear. "Fuck, the fucking oil, it's over in—" He shifts as if to move, which is the absolute last thing that Long Wanzi wants in that moment, so he forces his eyes to open and his hand to unclench from the bath's rim, reaching back for his hair oil with careless urgency and pushing it into Wei Ying's shoulder. "I can use this?" Long Wanzi nods shortly. He has used it before. Wei Ying takes the jar, and as soon as Long Wanzi's hand is free, it is darting back to the edge. He needs the support, the outlet, the anchor. But Wei Ying intercepts it midway, catching it in his own and pressing it to his lips. Not so fast, he says with a grin. I want to move you, okay? Wei Ying guides him with gentle touches, supporting his shamefully unsteady body to push up onto his knees in turn, until he is straddling Wei Ying's waist in a position that compellingly reminds him of their first time together. Long Wanzi can remember both everything and nothing of that first rushed embrace, of all that led up to it, the confusion and panic of Wei Ying's suddenly suggestive behavior. Does he know? Does he realize? The disbelief, the burgeoning anger, and then an unprecedented, dizzying flood of emotion, Wei Ying's lips and hands in love sweeping him up and washing him away. The physical sensation of it, like and unlike anything he had done to himself. His body eloquent in a way his mouth never could be, and Wei Ying's touches a response, a wordless conversation. One rushed and desperate and indistinct, but Long Wanzi would not alter a single thing about it. "You did this yourself the first time," Wei Ying says, an echo of his thoughts. He is so close. It is like leaning too near a fire, the glowing heat, the entrancing, ever-moving brightness. He ghosts his fingers down Lungwansi's back, smile widening at the way Lungwansi shifts restlessly, hands tightening where they grip the edge either side of his head.
And you said you'd done it before, to yourself, which I've always meant to revisit.
Lungwansi gives him a warning look and he laughs.
I don't mean now. You know me, Lan Chan. I'm not patient.
Especially not with you here, like this. Wei Ying's touch firms without warning, fingers sinking in below Lungwansi's spine, so suddenly that he cannot hold back a flinch.
Shameless,
he bites out, somewhat undermined by its breathlessness.
Does that mean hurry up?
Wei Ying.
I'll take that as a yes, Lan Chan.
There is the quiet pop of the jar uncapping, which Lungwansi had expected, and then the drip of liquid against the dip of his spine, which he had not. It is so cool against his heated skin, and he's forced to restrain a quiet gasp. Then another, when Wei Ying swipes through the oil. The familiar scent of orchids wreathes around him as Wei Ying presses a slow finger inside, sweet and fragrant upon his tongue, pulled into his lungs with each breath. He tilts his head back, eyes finding the dark beams of the ceiling above him, the mundanity of it almost dizzying. He is so different beneath Wei Ying's hands, and it follows that the world around him should also be different. And then Wei Ying's lips find his chest, and the rest of the world no longer matters. Wei Ying kisses Lungwansi's nipple, presses his tongue to it, draws back to blow gently upon the newly sensitized skin, and laugh when Lungwansi shudders. His fingers have not stopped their motion, their slow, teasing exploration melting Lungwansi's control like snow beneath the sunlight, and he is undone enough to bury a hand in Wei Ying's hair and pull his mouth back to where he wants it. Wei Ying's amused hum quickly becomes appreciative, and he bites and sucks at Lungwansi's chest with all the enthusiasm that he gives his terrifyingly red dishes, fingers quickening. And Lungwansi grips at his hair and shuts his eyes and attempts to recall why self-control should matter to him. It is a losing battle. Then Wei Ying finds the place hidden deep within him, the ember merely needing touch to be kindled into a molten blaze, and presses at it until the burning heat of it is seared through every last thread of Lungwansi's restraint. He is gasping, shivering, ceaselessly shifting, like a flickering flame in Wei Ying's arms, craving his touch, craving more.
Wei Ying,
he says, needing, needing.
Wei Ying.
All right, yes, okay, Wei Ying says, lips red, eyes black, fingers pulling out carefully.
That's enough, Lan Chan, turn around.
He obeys with as much grace as he can manage, braces his hands against the side of the tub, his weakened arms barely able to hold him up, and Wei Ying pulls back his hips and sinks into him. Lungwansi might be making sounds. They might be loud. They might be absolutely shameless. Lungwansi does not fucking care. Wei Ying fucks into him mercilessly, the slap of skin on skin and the splashing of the water a sharp, obscene accompaniment, crashing into Lungwansi's burning ears, and it is all he can do to grip desperately at the rim of the tub with nerveless, shaking fingers.
What do you want, Lan Chan?
Wei Ying asks, choppy with exertion and exhilaration.
Tell me what you want. Tell your Wei Gege what you like, what he can do to make it better for you, won't you?
He leans down, pressing his body to Lungwansi's, chest moving almost as quickly as Lungwansi's, gives quick, shallow thrusts, hair spilling over Lungwansi's shoulders, its touch like feathers, like spider silk.
Come on, tell me.
Lungwansi swallows past the hitch in his throat, tries to recall the mechanism of speech.
Hair.
He says, barely a word, but Wei Ying must understand, because the pressure against his back disappears, and then there are fingers pushing into his hair, entwining and tugging. Bright, lucid heat flashes through Lungwansi, his back arching as he slips further, strength close to failing him for the first time in his life.
You are so fucking hot, Wei Ying says. So attractive, gorgeous, I can't believe it, I just want to... fuck...
He pulls at Lungwansi's hair, sends a bolt of lightning arcing through him. His vision whites for a moment, and he must make some sort of sound because Wei Ying is cursing emphatically, grip on his waist becoming almost bruising, fucking him into the side of the bath until one of his hands gives out and splashes down into the water. Before he can collapse entirely, Weiying wraps an arm around him and pulls him up against Weiying, supported by his body, a hand at the base of his neck guiding his head to fall back against Weiying's shoulder. Weiying kisses his brow, his cheek, where something wet traces down his skin. Sweetheart, Weiying murmurs, brushing the wetness away with a gentle hand, the other pressed against his trembling stomach, holding him up, keeping him together. I'm sorry.
No.
It is barely a breath, so Lung once he inhales sharply and tries again, clutching for Weiying's wrist. He cannot let Weiying think that...
No, Weiying, it is...
His eyes close as he struggles for breath, for words, for thoughts.
It's good. Weiying, I like it. Like it.
He opens his eyes, finds Weiying's, holds them, tightens his grip on his arm as much as he can in his state. Whispers,
love it, Weiying.
Weiying stares back at him, caught, yet still hesitant. Lung once he turns further into him.
Don't stop, he says,
and then on a soft, hazy sigh,
fuck me.
Weiying gives a small, punched-out noise and seizes his face, kissing him deeply, almost frantically. When he pulls back, his grin is returned. Lung once he melts further into him at the sight of it, helpless before its radiance.
Whatever you want, Lan Chan, he says and pecks at Lung once's nose.
Lung once he wrinkles it slightly in response, distracted by the creeping feeling that he may have said something that he should not. This is abruptly forgotten when Weiying's hand returns to teasing his nipple, his new fixation, it seems, and the other finding purchase on Lung Wansi's waist as he thrusts into him slow and deep.
Oh, this is nice, so nice.
Weiying nuzzles into the space behind his ear, his old fixation.
Lan Chan, I love having you so close like this, pressed up against me.
He accompanies the Lex languid roll of his hips with a question, his voice gone low and sultry.
Tell me, does my Lanar Gogo like it too?
Nah,
replies Lung Wansi, embarrassingly. The shame of it, however, is distant, unimportant, void of the visceral self-disgust which customarily accompanies it. And Weiying seems to enjoy it, to enjoy his most disgraceful side. So surely it cannot be too terrible.
That's good, you know, Weiying says into his skin. I'm glad, Lan Chan.
Lung Wansi moves his fingers from where they wrap loosely around Weiying's forearm, shifting them up to twine with Weiying's where they lie upon his chest. As much as he liked Weiying's touches, he loves to hold his hand.
Glad to.
Even as Weiying hums innocently, asking for elaboration, his free hand trails from Lung Wansi's hip to his cock. Lung Wansi breathes in shakily and attempts to concentrate.
Glad you...
He grips at Weiying's flexing wrist, the other entwined hand tightening its hold. Not to stop him, just to ground himself.
You asked to draw me. Flirted. Weiying, I... glad.
This earns a sweet, soft laugh in his ear, Weiying's quick strokes gently into a caress.
So am I. It was the best accident of my life by far. I had no idea what I was doing or what feelings I had. I thought I just wanted to fuck you, not love you. And if I had known, we'd still just be stuck hopelessly staring at each other. Or at least I would.
Lung Wansi thinks about how it had been. To sit by Weiying in silence. To shut the eyes that wished to look. To fist the hands that wished to touch. To slowly, mercilessly asphyxiate the tender, lonely part of him that wished to think and feel in love and lust.
Glad,
he says again, firmly.
Glad.
For a moment, Weiying is perfectly still before he drops his forehead against Lung Wansi's shoulder and groans.
No, 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 Lan Chan, you can't just fuck. No, this isn't working.
He detangles their hands and pulls out, ignoring the incoherent sound of protest that slips from Lung Wansi. He scrambles from the bath and extends a hand, bare and dripping and flushed, bright with life. Come on. Lung Wansi takes his hand almost entirely on instinct, but hesitates when Weiying attempts to shepherd him in the direction of the bedroom.
We will dampen the sheets.
It'll dry, and we'll be washing them anyway, won't we? Come on, he urges, tugging at Lung Wansi,
and he allows himself to be pulled through his rooms as he had known he would. When they reach his bed, Wenying spins to face him, falling back carelessly and dragging Lung Wansi after him.
Now,
he says, arranging Lung Wansi's thighs as he wants them to bracket his waist, then patting them when he is finished.
Move how you like, Lan Chan.
They have not used this position since the first night, so Lung Wansi is slow, uncertain, as he sinks down onto Wei Ying's length, legs trembling with the effort. Wei Ying's hands support but do not guide him, thumbs rubbing encouraging circles into the hollows of his hips. He settles for a moment, gathers his breath and energy and courage, before giving a clumsy rock of his hips. It is small and graceless, but Wei Ying is looking at him as if Lung Wansi is the only thing he ever wants to see. So he persists, repeating the motion until his body begins to understand what to do and takes control from his mind, movements becoming swifter and more fluid, heat building and building, Wei Ying's fingers sinking deeper into his skin. Then Lung Wansi moves his hips just so, and Wei Ying's cock brushes against the place which he had earlier teased for so long, and it flares into an inferno, scorching through every inch of him.
Ugh, he gasps, and a quiet, emphatic, Wei Ying.
Do you like it there, Lan Chan? Whispers Wei Ying, as Lung Wansi chases the sensation, wrapped in dark and heat and light. Do you? Just there? Lung Wansi is barely aware of his own response.
Yes. Yes, Wei Ying, there.
You like it? What do you like?
Feels good.
He thrusts himself down particularly strongly and cuts off, choked, hands fisting in the sheets. Wei Ying's hands grip at his ass, helping him fuck himself onto Wei Ying's cock as hard as he can.
You feel good, Achan? What's making you feel good?
Distantly, Lung Wansi knows Wei Ying's aim, knows what profanity he wants to spill from Lung Wansi's mouth. And he would give it, but there is a simpler answer, one that encompasses everything so much better.
You.
He opens his eyes. Wei Ying is staring up at him, lips parted. Placing one hand on his chest, Lung Wansi leans down, hair falling about his ears, holding Wei Ying's gaze as intensely as he is able.
You, Wei Ying.
You make me feel good. Joyful, safe, shameless, beautiful. You, Wei Ying, all you. I love it. I love you. Wei Ying's breath hitches, his eyes wide and filled with light. For a moment, Lung Wansi is entranced by the sight of it, before his slow, dazed mind begins to think, so he understood, that is. And then he is on his back, Wei Ying shoving up his thighs and slamming into him, and only the sudden lack of air in his lungs prevents him from crying out. He struggles to regain it as Wei Ying fucks him, presses down against him, grin wild and bright with love.
And this, Achan, is this good?
Yes.
Lung Wansi gasps, holding on to Wei Ying, his mooring in the storm, shoulders warm and solid beneath his hands. He cannot stop once he has started, cannot close his mouth. Each thrust punches out another word.
Yes, Wei Ying, good. Yes.
Breaking into something dangerously close to a cry as Wei Ying fucks into him.
Tell me.
He drags his nails up Lung Wansi's thigh, four burning paths, and Lung Wansi arches up, pressing his aching cock into Wei Ying's stomach.
Tell me what you want. I want you to love it. I want you to... Lan Chan, I love it when you love it. Tell me, and I'll do it for you. Anything.
Slowly, Lung Wansi relaxes the fingers of one hand, digs the other further in to compensate, some irrational part of him thinking that he might fall away if he lets go entirely. Shifts it down to curl around the back of Wei Ying's head, guiding him down. Wei Ying follows easily, pressing his mouth into Lung Wansi's neck.
You like it when I kiss your neck?
Lung Wansi does. He does, but...
Bite,
he whispers, and Wei Ying muffles an appreciative moan into his skin.
That's too fucking sexy.
Then he stops talking, and Lung Wansi's neck is a fire beneath his tongue, lips, teeth. Each bite a brand, to join those of his fingers and nails and cock. The sheets feel as freezing as the cold springs upon Lung Wansi's back. Even the air feels strange. He is giving a litany of high, stilted, desperate sounds. He knows, but does not mind. He is desperate. This, Wei Ying, makes him desperate. Wei Ying's cock hits his spot again, and he writhes as if his body wishes to escape. The pleasure almost too much to stand.
and he might be crying again, cool tracks slipping down his temple.
Weighing inhales against his ear, appreciative. Is that it? Is it there? Ah, Lan Chan.
He gives one last nip to the hinge of Lung Wansi's jaw, before drawing back, straightening, pulling Lung Wansi's hips up and angling them to target the spot within him.
You sound so gorgeous, look so gorgeous, I know you said not to mention, but Lan Chan, I truly could die right this moment.
His gaze rakes down Lung Wansi's body, a physical sensation. He is beautiful, hair drying in tangled perfect disarray, elegant body shifting with his smooth motions, a hint of white teeth from his devouring half-grin. Lung Wansi understands Weying's meaning. Lung Wansi feels that this could kill him and he would not regret it. One of Weying's hands finds his cock and the touch sears urgent through his veins, body drawing tight. And Weying is whispering to him, entreating him to,
"Come for me, Achan, come for me, show me how good you feel."
Their eyes lock through the heat and haze, and Weying fucks him through his silent, breathless climax, watches him shudder and twitch and bite at his knuckles. Somehow he manages to keep his eyes open, keep them from flickering shut, keep them on Weying's, and it is worth it to see the expression on his face. That expression. Lung Wansi is the only one to see it, the only one to create it. It could change him permanently, he thinks, could fill him with conceit, could turn him into the most vain creature to ever walk the earth. And in that moment, shame no longer occurs to him. For the first time, his body feels like something more than simply a tool. Feels like something that Weying could enjoy, cherish, desire. He feels intoxicated, devoid of fear or restraint. When Weying gives a shaking exhale, moves as if to pull out, Lung Wansi wraps his fingers around his wrist and says, "Use me."
Fuck,
Weying says, almost sobs, buries his face in Lung Wansi's neck. And his cock in Lung Wansi, desperate stuttering snaps of his hips until he spills hot inside him with a choked moan. He stays there for a long moment, gasping in quick, desperate breaths. Lung Wansi strokes at his hair until Weying's breaths are even, and Lung Wansi's fingers have stopped trembling, and they have melted onto the bed, into each other. "Lan Chan," Weying says eventually, tone absolutely serious. "I think I just died and came back." Lung Wansi cannot help it. He laughs. The end.